Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Catastrophic Disclosure, The Deep State, Aliens, and the Truth by Kent Heckenlively, JD, is a non-fiction work positioned at the intersection of UFO research, government secrecy, intelligence oversight, and contemporary political debate. Rather than presenting the UFO issue only as a question of extraterrestrial belief, the book frames it as a problem of public accountability who controls classified knowledge, how elected officials are denied access, and what happens when long-suppressed information emerges faster than institutions can manage. Heckenlively focuses on recent UAP hearings, military and intelligence whistleblower claims, alleged crash retrieval programs, and the broader cultural expectation that disclosure may arrive through pressure rather than official consent. Its purpose is not simply to argue that aliens exist, but to examine why the subject has become credible enough to enter congressional inquiry and mainstream media discussion. The book belongs to the current affairs side of UFO literature, combining investigative argument, constitutional concern, and cautious speculation about non-human intelligence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, catastrophic disclosure as a failure of controlled institutional release. The central idea of the book is the contrast between controlled disclosure and catastrophic disclosure. Controlled disclosure would mean a managed release of information by government agencies, with context, sequencing, and political preparation. Catastrophic disclosure would occur when secrecy collapses through whistleblowers, leaks, congressional pressure, foreign disclosures, or undeniable public evidence. Heckenlively treats this distinction as more than a media strategy. It is a test of whether democratic institutions can handle classified knowledge that may have been withheld from Congress, presidents, and the public for decades. The catastrophic model also changes the stakes of the UFO debate. Instead of asking only whether a sighting proves alien visitation, the reader is asked to consider what kind of system could preserve ambiguous but consequential information outside ordinary oversight. The book argues that the danger is not merely public panic. The deeper risk is a legitimacy crisis in which citizens discover that officials either lacked knowledge or knowingly misled them. This framing makes disclosure a political and constitutional problem, not just a paranormal claim. It also explains why the book emphasizes process, secrecy, and institutional incentives as much as the objects themselves. Secondly, whistleblower testimony and military witnesses as the book's evidentiary backbone. Heckenlively gives major weight to testimony from military pilots, intelligence officials, and other witnesses who claim that unidentified aerial phenomena are not fully explained by conventional aircraft, drones, atmospheric effects, or sensor errors. This emphasis reflects a broader shift in UFO discourse. The most influential claims now come less from civilian folklore and more from people connected to national security systems. The book treats such testimony as important because trained observers operate in environments with radar, cameras, command structures, and reporting procedures. At the same time, credible testimony is not the same as complete proof. The significance lies in accumulation, consistency, and the institutional reactions that follow. When witnesses speak under legal or professional risk, and when Congress considers their claims serious enough for hearings, the issue becomes harder to dismiss as entertainment. The book therefore uses whistleblowers as a bridge between public suspicion and official inquiry. Its reasoning depends on the idea that some claims deserve investigation even when the strongest evidence remains classified. This approach is useful but inherently limited. Readers seeking laboratory-grade proof of non-human technology will likely find the case suggestive rather than conclusive. Thirdly, the deep state argument centers on secrecy, budgets, and blocked oversight. The phrase deep state in the book is tied to the possibility that classified programs, intelligence compartments, defense contractors, and black budget structures can operate with limited accountability. Heckenlively presents the UFO question as a case study in how secrecy can become self-protecting. If information about recovered craft, unusual materials, or non-human intelligence exists, it would likely be hidden behind national security rules, special access programs, non-disclosure agreements, and contractor relationships. The book argues that this structure can allow agencies to deny knowledge publicly while narrowing definitions internally. For example, officials may say something is not alien without providing a complete explanation, or they may acknowledge unidentified phenomena while withholding the most important data. This is not only an allegation about UFOs, it is an institutional critique. The concern is that secrecy designed for legitimate defense purposes can also prevent elected representatives from knowing what they are supposed to oversee. The book stands out by connecting UFO disclosure to constitutional accountability, rather than treating government concealment as a vague conspiracy. Its strongest political point is that even uncertainty about the phenomenon does not remove the need for transparent authority, lawful funding, and meaningful congressional access. Fourthly, a skeptical framework for extraordinary claims rather than simple belief. One of the more practical elements associated with the book is its effort to preserve openness without abandoning skepticism. Heck and Lively discusses UFO material in a field crowded with hoaxes, misidentified videos, speculative documentaries, and genuine unknowns. The book therefore encourages readers to evaluate claims through factors such as provenance, incentives, technical context, and cross-disciplinary review. This matters because weak evidence can damage serious inquiry, while automatic dismissal can protect institutional avoidance. The 85 and 15 style of reasoning discussed around the book captures this balance. One may judge the broad pattern of claims as likely meaningful while still reserving space for error, deception, psychological effects, or government manipulation. That method is especially relevant to disputed examples such as unusual videos, alleged biological remains, or sensational press conferences. The book does not eliminate uncertainty, but it asks readers to become more disciplined about it. This is a useful contribution within UFO literature because the subject often polarizes people into believers and debunkers. Heck and Lively instead treats uncertainty as something to be managed through better questions. Who produced the evidence? Who benefits from the interpretation? What independent expertise has reviewed it? And what alternative explanations remain plausible? Lastly, disclosure is presented as a social maturity test, not only a security event. The book considers the consequences of disclosure beyond the immediate question of whether unidentified objects are extraterrestrial. If non-human intelligence, advanced propulsion, or recovered technology were acknowledged, the effects would extend into religion, science, defense policy, energy research, international competition, and public trust. Heck and Lively also connects the topic to reports of unusual activity near nuclear facilities and to speculation about objects associated with oceans or underwater environments. These examples broaden the issue from isolated sightings to patterns that may concern national security. Yet the book does not treat societal disruption as the only possible outcome. A recurring implication is that humanity might respond with curiosity, adaptation, and a larger sense of its place in the universe. The concept of catastrophic disclosure is therefore double-edged. It could destabilize institutions that concealed information, but it could also force a more mature conversation about technological limits, human conflict, and global cooperation. The strongest part of this argument is its recognition that disclosure would be interpreted through existing distrust. The public reaction would depend not only on the reality of the phenomenon, but also on whether people believe their leaders have been honest about it. In conclusion, catastrophic disclosure is best suited for readers interested in UFOs as a contemporary governance problem rather than a simple science fiction, folklore, or entertainment. It will appeal to people following UAP hearings, whistleblower testimony, intelligence oversight disputes, and debates about black budget secrecy. Readers who want definitive scientific proof of alien life may find the book provisional because much of the subject still depends on testimony, classified claims, and contested evidence. Its practical benefit is different. It helps readers sort extraordinary claims with more structure, paying attention to provenance, incentives, official language, and institutional power. Its intellectual benefit is that it reframes disclosure as a test of democratic accountability. Compared with many UFO books, it stands out by emphasizing Congress, secrecy mechanisms, and the possibility that disclosure may happen through institutional breakdown rather than official generosity. It also avoids relying only on older UFO lore by tying the subject to recent hearings, military witnesses, and current media conversations. The book is most valuable for readers who can tolerate uncertainty, while still recognizing that uncertainty does not justify secrecy without oversight. Its distinctive position is to treat the UFO question as both an evidentiary puzzle and a constitutional stress test. If you would like to support Kent Heck and Lively JD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.